cried Lola. Full throttle ahead! She whirred past Nettlebrand so close to his armored brow that Twigleg slid down between the seats with his hands over his eyes.
Yoo-hoo!
Shouted the rat as she flew round Nettlebrand's horns.
This is better than surveying mountains! This is something else! Yoo-hoo!
Snorting, the golden dragon whipped around. He turned, he snapped again and again and again, and never got anything but empty air between his teeth.
Woo!
Cried Lola, flying around Nettlebrand until he was twisting and turning in the water like a dancing bear.
Woo! Your old master must be getting along in years a bit, Humpleclumps, right? Not as quick off the mark as he might be, anyway!
She waved through the windshield.
Bye-bye for now! Why not just lie back down in the mud and rust away, stupid?
Then she pulled out of her circling maneuver and took the plane up steeply until Twigleg didn't know whether he was on his head or his feet.
Ta-da, 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 going away!
The rat tapped the instrument panel of her plane appreciatively.
Well done, my old tin Lizzie! I call that something special, right? Ha 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 ha!
Behind them, Nettlebrand was bellowing so loud that Twigleg put his hands over his ears, but the aircraft was already well out of the monster's reach.
Well, what about it, Humpleclumpus?
said Lola, drumming happily on the joystick.
Right, think we've earned our breakfast?
I'll pass,
murmured Twigleg. He looked back at his old master. Nettlebrand's blood-red eyes were following them, as if his fierce glare alone could blast them out of the sky. Had he recognized Twigleg when he tried to grab Gravelbeard? The homunculus sat there all hunched up.
I never want to see him again, he whispered, clenching his fists. I never, ever want to see him again.
Even if he flew around Nettlebrand's nose 100 times... Even if he escaped those teeth 200 times, even if he spat on his armored head 300 times, Twigleg would always, always be afraid of him.
I'm going to land where we came down before,
said Lola.
Okay by you?
Okay by me,
murmured Twigleg, heaving a deep sigh.
But then what? How we find the others?
Ew,
said Lola, flying a couple of arcs and grinning.
They'll come and find us. First we'll have breakfast. If you ask me,
she said, smoothing her ears with satisfaction,
we've worked enough for a whole week. Don't you think Hinkle compels us?
Twigleg nodded. Down in the lake, however, Nettlebrand dropped back into the water, dived, and disappeared from sight, as if he had been nothing but a nightmare.